Harper Audio presents The Serpent on the Crown by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. Chapter 1. He woke from a feverish sleep to see something bending over him. It was a shape of black ice, a tall, featureless outline that exuded freezing cold. He tried to move, to cry out. Every muscle was frozen. Cold air touched his face, sucking out breath, warmth, life. We had gathered for tea on the veranda. It is a commodious apartment, stretching clear across the front of the house, and the screens covering the wide window apertures and outer door do not interfere with the splendid view. Looking out at the brilliant sunlight and golden sand, with the water of the Nile tinted by the sunset, it was hard to believe that elsewhere in the world snow covered the ground and icy winds blew. My state of mind was as benevolent as the gentle breeze. The delightful but exhausting Christmas festivities were over, and a new year had begun, 1922, which, I did not doubt, would bring additional success to our excavations and additional laurels to the brow of my distinguished spouse, the greatest Egyptologist of this or any age. Affectionately, I contemplated his impressive form, the sapphire blue eyes and the ebon hair, the admirable musculature of chest and arms, half bared by his casual costume. Our son, Ramses, who had acquired that nickname because he had the colouring of an Egyptian, and in his youth the dogmatism of a pharaoh, sat comfortably sprawled on the settee next to his beautiful wife, our adopted daughter, Nefret. Faint cries of protest and distress drifted to our ears from the house the dear little children and their parents occupied. But even Nefret, the most devoted of mothers, paid them no heed. We were well accustomed to the complaints. Such sounds always accompany the efforts of Fatima and her assistants. It took several of them to wash and change the children. It would be some time before the little dears joined us, and when a carriage drew up in front of the house, I could not repress a mild murmur of protest at the disturbance of our peace. Emerson protested more emphatically.
"Damnation! Who the devil is that?"
"Now, Emerson, don't swear," I said, watching a woman descend from the carriage. Asking Emerson not to use bad language is tantamount.